travel to the crime scene. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. As the witness testimony in the murder case against Alec Murdaugh wraps up, the jurors are set to go to Murdaugh's estate.
Murdaugh's attorney, Dick Harpootlian, cross-examined state rebuttal witness Ronnie Crosby, a former Murdaugh law partner. Crosby never said straight out that Murdaugh committed murder, but he was angry about money being stolen from the firm and the deaths of the accused's wife and son after being at the scene.
I was there. I love Paul very much. I thought I knew who Alec was. I did not.
The exchange came after the defense rested. The judge will let the jury visit the scene of the murders once rebuttal witnesses are done. The defense pushed for the visit. Prosecutors say some scenery described at trial has changed since the murders. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden in Virginia Beach calling out the plans of far-right Republicans in Congress who he says want to go after health benefits.
In Congress, they want to eliminate a lot of health care coverage, those MAGA Republicans, increase costs for millions of Americans, and make deep cuts in programs that families and seniors depend on.
President pointing specifically to the proposal from Florida Senator Rick Scott, who has called for votes in Congress every 5 years on Medicare and Social Security. The Supreme Court now hearing arguments on whether the Biden administration has the authority to forgive student loan debt. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's plan is not a handout.
It's not a handout to the wealthy. It's critical relief to working and middle-class families.
More than 26 million people have applied for loan forgiveness. General Motors reportedly cutting hundreds of executive-level and salaried jobs as it looks to cut costs. A source telling Reuters the global reductions are in the hundreds. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A major search is underway in the UK for a two-month-old baby. The child's mother and her boyfriend are now under arrest weeks after the baby went missing.
Constance Martin is an aristocrat and former drama student. Mark Gordon, a convicted sex offender who served 20 years in a US prison. With both in custody and suspicion of child neglect, police are now trying to find Martin's baby. They'd been on the run since January 5th when their car was found ablaze next to the highway. Detectives think the 35-year-old gave birth in or near the car a day or two earlier. But the child remains missing, prompting an urgent search across what police say is a vast area near the southern English city of Brighton. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A panel of scientists from Columbia University is warning that the record-breaking heat during the summer of 2022 will be repeated if there isn't an international effort to address climate change. Heat-related deaths, wildfires, extreme rainfall, and persistent drought are expected to become increasingly severe as both ocean and atmospheric temperatures continue to rise. Scientists say even if all greenhouse gas emissions cease today, Earth will continue to warm for several decades. But they have hope, though, that progress can be made. A leading movie theater operator joins forces with the country's biggest retailer.
AMC Entertainment is working with Walmart to launch a line of popcorn. Fans of the snack will be able to pick up AMC's movie theater-type popcorn at select Walmart locations starting March the 11th, which happens to be the weekend of the Oscars. And by April, AMC popcorn will be on the shelves of more than 2,600 Walmart stores. AMC also plans to offer its popcorn via other distribution channels later this year. The new line includes 6 items, including 3 flavors of microwave and pre-pop popcorn. The popcorn initiative is one of CEO Adam Aaron's many pushes to transform AMC into more than just a movie theater chain.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.